Hello and welcome to this yoga nidra practice, which will be around 20 minutes or so. Before we commence, I'd like to share a little bit about why this practice is so powerful. Yoga nidra is a state between waking and sleeping, a deeply relaxed state where your body rests and repairs itself whilst your mind stays quietly alert. Research shows that in this deep state, our parasympathetic nervous system activates, helping us to rest, to digest and to heal. Blood pressure lowers, heart rate slows, and stress hormones decrease. Brainwaves shift from beta, our busy thinking mind, to alpha and theta, relaxed, creative, healing states. So really, this is the opposite of how we often live our lives, with our sympathetic nervous system activated. Yoga nidra offers a way to gently remind your body and mind that it's safe to rest. Some studies suggest that just 30 to 45 minutes of yoga nidra can feel like 2 to 4 hours of deep sleep. I've certainly had this experience. I tend to use yoga nidra if I wake up early in the morning, say around 4 o'clock or 4:30, I'll do a yoga nidra exercise, and whether or not I fall back asleep again, when I finally get up at 6, I definitely feel like I have had a restorative sleep. So I do invite you to enter this with an open mind and see how this works for you. We also know that yoga nidra reduces anxiety and depression. It improves emotional resilience and clarity. And the lovely thing is, there's no effort needed. Simply listen and allow yourself to be guided. There's a number of different parts to the yoga nidra meditation. All you need to do is to listen. But I just want to take a moment to explain the body scan part. During this part, I'll guide you through many small instructions, moving your attention quickly across the body. This is intentional and it can sound a little strange. The purpose is to keep the mind busy. It disrupts a busy thinking pattern and guides you into deeper relaxation, much like a hypnotic induction, but this is not hypnosis. If you miss a part or if you drift off, that's perfectly fine. Simply rejoin when you notice. Just relax and let the experience carry you. I'll sometimes use some light sounds, but mostly it'll be silent. If you do hear noises from outside, whether that's from within this recording or from where you are listening to this, that's all okay too. Nothing will take away from the inner healing you're going to experience as part of this powerful practice. And in a way, it's partly about accepting the imperfect. So, to get us started, can I invite you to find a comfortable position? Either lying down or sitting, if lying down is not comfortable for you. I invite you to close your eyes gently and take a long, slow breath in and a full breath out. This is your time to rest and to heal and to simply be. There is nowhere else you need to be. And nothing else you should be doing right now. You've gifted yourself this time. Well done. So the next part of the session, I invite you to set a sankalpa. A sankalpa is simply a short, positive intention that we set at the start of a yoga nidra. It might be a word, a phrase, or a feeling you want to grow, like peace, trust, I am enough. It might be that I am relaxed. It's something that we set in the present. When we plant this intention during deep relaxation, it reaches the deeper layers of the mind where real lasting change can happen. You don't need to force anything, just choose something that feels true to you. or simply use "I am here for myself." It's a gentle promise to yourself. It's not a goal to chase. So I invite you now to bring a simple intention into your heart. That be peace, compassion, strength, ease. It will be different for each of you. And I'll be quiet while you silently repeat your Sankalpa 3 times. Now we'll begin a gentle journey through the body. Again, as I said before, there's nowhere else you need to be and nothing else you need to do during this brief time of restoration that you've generously gifted yourself. There's no need to move. Just bring your awareness to each part as I name it. Allow your attention to flow lightly from place to place without effort or judgment. And if your mind drifts, that's perfectly normal. If you lose your place, that's all okay. Simply notice and return your awareness whenever you can. So I invite you now to let the body soften. Let the mind quiet. And just follow the sound of my voice. Right thumb, right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot, big toe, next toe, next toe, next toe, little toe, all 5 toes. Left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, heel, sole, top of the foot. Big toe. Next toe. Next toe. Next toe. Little toe. All five toes. Lower back. Middle back. Upper back. Back of the neck. Crown of the head. Forehead. Left eyebrow. Right eyebrow. Space between the eyebrows. Left eye. Right eye. Left cheek. Right cheek. Left ear. Right ear. Nose. Upper lip. Lower lip. Inside of the mouth. Jaw. Chin. Feel the whole body as one. So you're now aware of your whole body resting peacefully. Allow that sense of wholeness to gently fade into the background and bring your attention now to the natural rhythm of your breath. There's no need to change it, just simply notice the rise and fall. Coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. Simply observe. If you wish, and if it feels okay with you, I invite you to silently count backwards from 12 to 1 with your breath. We count backwards from 12 to give the mind something light and rhythmic to focus on. It's just enough to quiet everyday thinking and help guide you into a deeper relaxation. If you lose count, that's a good sign. Just gently start again. And if you decide to give up and simply breathe, this is also good. I'll start you off for the first couple and then I'll go quiet for you to take this at your own pace. 12. Inhale. Exhale. 11. Inhale, exhale, Okay, so well done wherever you are with that. The next part now is to let your awareness of the breath gently fade into the background. And as you rest here, soft and open, a new landscape begins to form in your mind's eye. There's no need to force anything. Simply allow images, sensations and feelings to arise naturally. I invite you now to take a gentle journey into a place of deep peace and renewal. As we enter into this journey, we're going to go into a garden, and you may hear some soft chimes in the background from time to time. Allow their gentle sound to guide you to an even deeper relaxation. And don't worry if you miss them. It's all okay. So I invite you now to imagine that you're entering a beautiful garden. The sun warms your skin. The air is rich with fragrance. What's your favourite outdoor scent? Is it freshly cut grass? Is it roses? Honeysuckle? Or just the freshness of being outside? You walk slowly along winding paths. You see vibrant flowers and hear birds singing. You find a welcoming bench in the centre. It's surprisingly comfortable, and your body sinks into it naturally, as if you were supposed to be there all along. You sit and feel totally supported and safe. You can stay here now, resting in your sanctuary. If any thoughts come to your mind, just notice them for what they are. They're just a thought. They do not need your attention for the next few minutes. Thank them for passing by, for what we resist persists. So it's okay to acknowledge the thought and let it float on the nearest cloud if you wish. You can watch it drift away. Slowly now, allow the images of the garden to soften. There's no rush. Simply let the scene dissolve naturally, like mist lifting from the earth. Bring your awareness gently back to the sensation of your body resting. Feel the support beneath you. The steady rhythm of your breath. The quiet presence within. There's nothing you need to do. Simply rest here, feeling whole, peaceful and at ease. Know that you've gifted yourself some beautiful restorative time. I invite you to gently bring your awareness back to your breath and feel the support of the surface beneath you. You might like to wiggle your fingers and toes. And I invite you now to recall your intention, your sankalpa. And repeat it silently again, 3 times. Towards the end of a yoga nidra session, it can be nice just to enjoy the silence. So, when you're ready and only when you're ready, I invite you to roll softly onto your side if you feel able. And just continue to enjoy the silence before eventually returning to a seated position. All this needs to be in your own time. There's no rush. This is a special time of self-healing. When you do return to your seated position, just invite you to take a deep, nourishing breath in and exhale fully. And thank yourself for giving yourself this beautiful period of restorative time. You can carry this sense of calm with you, knowing it's always within you whenever you need it. Thank you.